Welcome to a Loom Minute, brought to you by This is Perimenopause and Loom Women's Health Clinic. Bringing a fresh approach to women's health, Loom's state-of-the-art Toronto clinic offers personalized, in-person care for the midlife woman. In these bite-sized episodes, we're teaming up with Loom's medical team to help you make sense of perimenopause, one question at a time. Our goal? To give you reliable, bite-sized information that fits your busy life. Today's question for Dr. Sarah Shaw is, are there other reasons to take hormone therapy besides the approved list?
Such a good question. And yes. So the approved list is actually very short in Canada. There's only three items that are on the approved list. In other countries, for example, the US, there's four items. So vasomotor symptoms, changes in the genital area with menopause, like dryness, burning pain with sex, preventing osteoporosis in the US and premature ovarian insufficiency. So these are the classic approved indications. But then, and many of your listeners have probably heard on social media, there's talk about all these many other reasons why we should take hormone therapy. So unfortunately, hormone therapy is not a panacea. It will not solve all our problems. I wish it was. Like, I wish if I had like one test to diagnose menopause, definitively perimenopause, one pill to treat all the symptoms, my life would be so much easier. In terms of my work with patients and my own life, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. It's a whole lot more complicated. But we do have some what we call yellow light indications. So these are reasons for which it's technically off label, but it might still be appropriate. It's about having a nuanced conversation. Dr. Jen Gunter, I think, does an amazing job of highlighting what are those yellow light indications. So they would include depression or low mood. There's really pretty good evidence for this one, especially if you experienced low mood when you were cycling, like around the time you get your period, suddenly your mood dips and you're feeling like just really off kilter. Or if you had postpartum depression, we know that early in perimenopause, hormone therapy might really be a benefit for mood for you. And it might be the first thing to try over antidepressants. Anxiety, there's some research, not quite as good, but it would be reasonable to give it a try. Muscle and joint pain. So Dr. Vonda Wright had a great article that came out from a journal called Climacteric just in the summer, and she coined for the first time what many women have experienced. She put a name to it called the musculoskeletal syndrome of menopause, which is really when you get aches and pains that start all of a sudden at menopause. And when you do imaging or investigations, we really can't find a reason for it. Medically, there might be a little bit of like you'll have changes in bone density, which comes with menopause. That's part of it. You might have a bit of osteoarthritis, but really we're like not seeing any ligament tears or anything like that. So hormone therapy might have a benefit. It may be helpful. You probably need to try some other things too, but it may have a benefit. Low libido, it may help. If you're trying hormone therapy for low libido, you do want to use the transdermal, so like a gel or a patch, as opposed to taking it orally, because it's not going to be helpful if you take it orally. And one of the last reasons is to decrease the risk of progression to diabetes. So in the Women's Health Initiative, they actually found if you took estrogen and progesterone, this is something that is not well known, that you had a 30% lower risk of progressing to diabetes, which is really quite remarkable. It also seems to improve glucose control. So if you already have diabetes, and diabetes often comes with cardiovascular risks, then hormone therapy may not be the best choice for you. But if you're just at risk, but you don't have diabetes, it might be a reasonable thing to consider taking into account whatever your cardiac status is. I think one of the things we really need to go back to is, and this is not talked about a lot, I think if you go through menopause early, surgically or for other reasons, so premature ovarian insufficiency is when you go through menopause before the age of 40. In those cases, hormone therapy is really important. It's actually a big benefit in terms of protecting your heart, protecting your metabolic health, protecting your mental health, protecting your brain health. And there is a clear benefit when we think about cognition and health on a variety of different metrics. But when we think about an individual and the yellow light indications, I think we want to have a nuanced conversation with our healthcare provider and really think about the when, what, where, how. So how old are you? What kind of hormone preparation are you taking? They have different risks and benefits. Where are you in reference to your last period? And what is your overall health status?
Thanks for joining us for today's Loom Minute. For more information, follow This Is Perimenopause and check out Loom Women's Health Clinic. There's a link in the show notes. This information is not intended as medical advice. The intent of this information is to provide listeners with knowledge to support more efficient and effective communication with their medical providers.